This is David McGilvery here for Citizen Relay in the Tom and Tyl Museum with Patricia Grant. Patricia, if you just want to tell me a little bit about what's happening in Tom and Tyl when the torch comes through.
Well, the torch is coming through on the 11th of June. It's to be here at 13:32, supposedly. However, it's coming from Stornoway that morning. Yeah. So what happens if there's fog? It'll have to come, but they'll have to do something else. But of course, they have more than one torch.
Yeah, and what are the plans within Tom and
Tyl? Well, within the village, the kids are doing like a mini Olympics. They reckon there's going to be something in the region of 300 kids here. They're coming from various schools all throughout Murray. It'll be. There's the Murray Choir, which I don't know why they're spending £10,000 on that, but never mind. I would have thought they could have spent something else.
So is the Murray Choir doing the Summer of Song? Is that what they're doing, the Summer of Song part for the relay?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm afraid it's very up in the air. They only were doing auditions last week.
Is the museum going to be doing anything?
The museum are going to be doing something. There's the lady from, one of the ladies from Forest, who is our immediate supervisor. They're coming up and they're going to be doing activities. We're not really sure what they're doing, but they're going to be doing activities. They're supposed to be a farmer's, well, some sort of a sales thing. The entourage is apparently 3 miles long, and they have, if you are advertising something which apparently is not to do with the official sponsors, you're going to be asked by Murray Council to wear a white T-shirt to cover it up.
And what do you think of that? The idea that it's coming through your community, but
I think it's very good. It's coming through the community. I think that we shouldn't be regulated as much as we are. Surely, if you want to advertise, especially if it's something local, why not? If it's a charity, why not?
Do you think that local businesses will benefit me? Is this going to be good for the local economy?
Well, hopefully. I mean, the season so far has been abysmal. It didn't really help the fact that the road, Gairnshiel Bridge, was closed, but there's not a lot of people on the go, really. So hopefully it'll be a big boost.
Okay. And maybe as we finish this little interview, you can maybe tell us a little bit about something else you're involved in, the Tom and Tyl Highland Games. When is that?
Tom and Tyl Highland Games is on the third Saturday in July, 21st of July this year. Last year we was 170th. We had the Lonnach Highlanders. Can't afford them again this year. Can't afford the bill, the booze bill.
Okay. Well, I hope that event goes really well, and thank you very much for your time, Patricia.
Thank you.